It's Halloween, so here's some scary words. Healthcare, open enrollment, You know, it's just hard to navigate health plans any year, and this year there are changes. But we have Jill Schlesinger, who is dressed as a CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, hello.
Hello.
You're going as yourself this year.
As always.
And this year we have pandemic, inflation. What else is in the mix, and what is changing?
Well, you know, I think there's a few things that are going on. Number one is that we have this idea that, wait, healthcare is incredibly important. I think we are all refocused after the COVID epidemic and pandemic that we really are now taking this a bit more seriously. But also, as you said, you know, there's inflation, there's fears of recession, there's a lot of anxiety about financial matters. And then all of a sudden, boom, you get this massive document or, you know, web portal from your employer. And it says, go choose your health benefits. And you're like, what? Where do I start? So it can be a daunting task. And just to remind everyone, there's kind of like two parts of your analysis. One is that you have to think about the cost of these plans. There's the premium, the cost of the insurance, the deductible, the amount of money you have to pay before that insurance kicks in, and co-pays for regular visits. But then there's the idea of like, well, what do I need? What does my family need in terms of healthcare? And it requires you to go through that and think about your doctors, your prescriptions. All of this really leads so many people to say, what did I do last year? I'll just do that again.
Well, and tell us more about what should you think about? I mean, when do you know you should change? Especially you mentioned the economy. Well, I mean, is this a good time? We know what we're hearing about the economy.
Well, I would say this. I think that we have a lot more information about our healthcare needs right now. Remember that for about the sort of the 2020, 2021 years, people just were not going and doing their regular appointments. So your healthcare costs and a lot of these amounts that you would have paid out of pocket, you weren't paying for them because you weren't going to the doctor. So now with 2022 almost in the books, you know, Where are my appointments? What are the regularly scheduled appointments? You need to think about the prescriptions that you get. Maybe if your healthcare needs have changed, maybe you've had a baby, this would, I would think, trigger a broader analysis of your options. In terms of, well, can I reduce the cost of my healthcare coverage? The answer may be yes. And I know that's kind of weird to imagine, but a lot of these plans are actually becoming richer in options and choices. But again, it requires you to go through those options. One that I think is very much worth a big second look is something called a high deductible health plan, HDHP. Mm-hmm. And it has a bigger deductible, but you have lower premiums. And because it has a big deductible, it is paired with something called a health savings account, which is, I consider, triple tax advantaged. You put money into this account pre-tax. The money grows without any taxation. When you pull the funds out to pay for those unreimbursed medical costs, they're not taxed. So this can be a very good way to save for your healthcare, not just now, but also in the future.
Oh, that is great. So if you're going to go for the higher deductible, which is really making a bet on yourself that you're not going to need healthcare, take that savings plan, because just in case you're wrong, and you know who knows what anvil is hanging over you, you can then pay for that with that money that you've saved. Great advice.
Exactly.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. I also wish you a happy Halloween.
And to you as well.
Okay.